When Roy Keane takes the ball away from another player and they watch him dribble away from the ground, you know it's the World Cup. When Francesco Totti perfectly places a pass right onto the foot of a running forward, you know it's the World Cup. When Ronaldinho fakes left, fakes right, and leaves the defender sitting on the ground, you know it's the World Cup. When Ruud van Nistelrooy blasts a bullet of a shot into the back of the net, you know it's the World Cup. As I sit down to watch a good soccer game, either on a bar stool or my sofa, every eye on the room is on the screen, hoping their team can win the game. My dad and his German friend, or one of his brothers from Ireland, drink Guinness. My brother and I sip Coke. We wait until Ireland or whatever team we want to win score, groaning when they miss the target. Then there's a breakthrough and we score. Everybody jumps out of his seat and cheers. The room getting so loud for about half a minute. Soccer is such a passionate sport, and it's like a holiday when my family watched the World Cup. If Ireland won the World Cup, it would be as good as my birthday. When Ireland went out of the World Cup in 2002, I nearly cried. Nothing can compare to soccer, the sport people call the beautiful game. Soccer is the most popular sport in the world, and the World Cup in Germany about a year from now would be so fun to go to. One day about a month ago, my dad told me we were going. I think that Ireland have the best team they've ever had, and with Roy Keane, the best Irish player ever, dominating the midfield, I think they can get to the quarterfinals. I can't wait to sit in a crowd full of the best fans in the world, Irish soccer fans.